Well, the Los Angeles Clippers have won their third postseason series in 41 years, their second since relocating from Buffalo. On the hardwood yesterday in Memphis, Chris Paul shook off a strained hip flexor to score a team-high 19 points as the Clippers knocked out the Grizzlies in Game 7, 82-72. Los Angeles advances to take on San Antonio in the Western Conference semifinals. To the Eastern Conference semis, Game 1 yesterday in Miami, LeBron James poured in a game-high 32 points as the Heat took the series opener from the Indiana Pacers, 95-86. James collected his third league MVP trophy in 4 years during a pregame ceremony. To the ice yesterday in Phoenix, Dwight King scored his second goal of the game into an empty net as the Kings opened the Western Conference Finals with a 4-2 win over the Coyotes. Tonight, the puck drops in the Eastern Conference Finals. The New York Rangers host the New Jersey Devils at Madison Square Garden in the series opener. To baseball, yesterday in the Bronx, Andy Pettit made his first major league start for the Yankees in nearly a year and a half. The veteran left-hander surrendered 4 runs on 7 hits over 6 1/3, as the Mariners spoiled Pettit's return by beating the Yankees 6-2. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas routed the Angels 13-6, Tampa Bay held off Baltimore 9-8, Detroit dumped Oakland 3-1, Minnesota fought off Toronto 4-3, Kansas City blasted the White Sox 9-1, and the Red Sox used a 6-run 7th to complete a 3-game sweep of Cleveland 12-1. Over to the NL, Giancarlo Stanton's walk-off grand slam capped a 6-run 9th as the Marlins rally stunned the Mets 8-4. Joey Votto hit 3 home runs, including a walk-off grand slam, as the Reds rallied to beat Washington 9-6. The Dodgers cruised past Colorado 11-5, Atlanta swept St. Louis 7-4, Pittsburgh downed Houston 3-2-12, the Cubs dropped Milwaukee 8-2, Philadelphia got past San Diego 3-2, and San Francisco beat Arizona 7-3. In other baseball news, Roger Clemens' chief accuser is expected to testify today against the former pitcher. Brian McNamee, Clemens' former strength coach, takes the stand as the trial moves into its 5th week. McNamee says he injected the 7-time Cy Young Award winner with steroids and human growth hormone in 1998, 2000, and 2001. It'll be a make-or-break moment for the prosecution as it seeks to convict Clemens of perjury. And in golf, Matt Kuchar fired a 2-under 70, good for a 2-shot victory over Martin Laird, Ricky Fowler, Ben Curtis, and Zach Johnson at the Players' Championship. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.